Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The title for today's message is We Stand on the Rock. It's based on today's gospel reading, Luke 17, especially verses 5 to 6. The apostle said to the Lord, Increase our faith. And the Lord said, If you had faith like a grain of mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, Be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. The sermon outline is on the bulletin insert. Let us pray. I believe, help my unbelief, O Lord, increase my faith in you. Amen. In today's gospel, Jesus said to the disciple, If you had faith like a grain of mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, Be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. In Matthew, also chapter 17, after Jesus cast out a demon and healed a boy, the disciples asked him, Why could we not cast it out? Jesus said to them, Because of your little faith. For truly I say to you, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, Move from here to there. It will obey you. And it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. Does that put pressure on you? If we only have a teeny bit of faith, look what we can do. Look what we can overcome. There is nothing we cannot do. We can even move mountains. Now you may wonder, wait a moment, Vicar. Is that what Jesus is saying? You are right. Jesus is saying, it's not you how hard you believe. It's not how great your faith is. The important thing is that your faith is in me. I am the rock. I don't change. I am the object of that faith. A lot of people talk about faith, but they really don't know what they mean by that word. Some even teach, if your faith is strong and your prayer hard, your problem will be gone and your sickness will be healed. If you haven't been healed, it's because your faith is not strong enough. Or you didn't pray enough. The focus is on us. Often we can hear people say, you just have to have faith and you will get through it. Which sounds really Christian, right? But when you think about it, what is really being said, my faith got me through tough times. It was my faith in God that did it. Wrong. It's not your faith that did it, but God was with you so you could handle that difficulty. Some say, because of my faith, I was healed. Absolutely not. How can your faith get you through sickness? Doctors can. Medicine can. And most importantly, God does. It has nothing to do with us, but everything to do with Christ, with God. God gets you through those things, not your faith. You cannot change your situation in any significant way to rescue yourself. But God can and does. Faith is simply recognizing that it is God at work and not losing hope when all seems lost, but just trusting in His promises. Let me repeat this again. Faith is simply recognizing that it is God at work and not losing hope when all seems lost, but just trusting in His promises. After Jesus healed the blind man, He said to him, "Your faith has made you well." What Jesus meant here is your faith in me. I healed you. I'm certain when the blind man went home, he didn't jump up and down saying, "My faith has healed me. My faith has healed me." He went home telling people, "He, Jesus, opened my eyes." You probably all know about Peter, one of Jesus' disciples in the New Testament. God chose him and changed his name from Cephas to Peter, which means rock. Peter the rock, the great man of faith, he witnessed the Jesus' ministry. He was there when Jesus fed 5,000 with 5 little loaves, bread, and 2 small fish. He was there when Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. He was there when Jesus made the blind see and deaf hear. He was on the mountain at Jesus' transfiguration. He even once walked on the waves. Now, coming to Passover, he was also there to celebrate the Last Supper with his Lord. What did Peter, the great man of faith, say then? "Jesus, I will never fail you. I will never forsake you. I will never deny you. I will even die for you." Have you done that? Said that? Have you ever said that you will always remain faithful to God? How about at your confirmation? But can we really remain faithful to God? Let us continue to see the great man of faith, Peter the rock. Jesus said to him, "Before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times. When Jesus was on trial that same night, he was being made fun of by the Jewish leaders outside by the fire. A little girl said to Peter, "I know who you are. You are one of them." "I don't know him," Peter replied. See, a little girl could turn the great man Peter into dust. And after his third denial, the rooster crowed and Jesus turned and looked at him. You know what thought was going through Peter's mind? "I said, I would never fail you, Lord. But I did. And I, whose name is Rock, was more like dust." And he went out and wept bitterly. And he was like you and me. We are not that strong. We are not that powerful. But Christ is. Thanks be to God that our Lord Jesus Christ is not just powerful, but also He loved us so so very much. How much does he love you? Look up at the cross. That's how much he loves you and me. Increase our faith, the disciples asked when they heard about Jesus saying, temptation to sin are surely to come, but woe to the one through whom they come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were cast into the sea, than that he should cause one of these little ones to sin. What sin would that be? Teaching others that there is salvation outside of Jesus Christ, keeping God's word and his grace from reaching our children and our grandchildren, seeing or believing that our faith is what saves us. Saving faith is not in some work that we do. No, faith depends on its object. It's not your prayer that is going to save anyone. It's not your faith that is going to save anyone. It's Jesus Christ who saves. It's not you who accept Jesus, but he chose you because he loves you. We see this truth in today's baptism, as God chose Justin and Sarah, his own beloved children. Remember what Luther's small catechism says. I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, or come to him. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. The little faith we need to be saved does not come from ourselves, but from Jesus. We cannot create faith inside ourselves because sin is so deep, and we are dead in sin. On our own, we cannot turn to Christ. On our own, we cannot hold on to Christ. So God does it for us. Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says, faith comes from hearing the word. In baptism, God creates that faith and strengthens that faith. Through his word and sacrament, God further nourishes our faith and makes our faith grow. Never mind how great or small your faith is right now, but ask yourself, what is the object of my faith? Where do I place my trust? Our faith has to be in the right person. If someone wants to learn English and come to me saying, Vicar, could you help me? I will say, not really. But they say, I have faith in you. I have faith that you can really help me. I would respond, you don't want to learn Chinese English, do you? He should go to our ESL class and learn from Dan Hindo and other conversation partners. Faith in the wrong person. Faith in the wrong thing. Faith in faith is dangerous and it can steer you in the wrong direction. Jesus pointed out to his disciples, I did not choose you because you were such great men and your faith is so strong. In spite of your little faith, you are going to be saved. Because what size of faith do you need? That of a small mustard seed is enough. The one that moves mountains is not you or me, but He. It was Jesus on that cross, His marvelous death and resurrection, that moved the mountain of sin, the mountain of shame, the mountain of guilt, the mountain of burdens you and I are carrying. Jesus is the solid rock on which we stand. Did you know that the word Amen from the Hebrew word rock? When we say Amen, we say, yes, I stand on the rock who is Jesus. God is ever faithful and He never changes. He loves us today, tomorrow, until the end of time. He knows we will fail and sin daily, but He forgives us daily. He will not forget us, especially when the problems of the world overcome us like a flood. Jesus said to the disciples, I am with you always, to the end of the age. This is our strength, since we know God promises, I am God. I am the Lord and your Savior. Don't be afraid. I am with you to the very end. This allows you to forgive what you never thought you could forgive. When Jesus told the disciples, you must forgive your brother 7 times a day, they thought that's impossible. That's why they asked Him to increase their faith. God promises and enable you to love who you thought you never could love. They enable you to serve who you thought you never could serve. And they enable you to give what you never could give before. Because all these are not built on our faith, but on Christ who comes to us and gave us the power to be the new person, who gave us His righteousness for our unrighteousness. Jesus gave us mountain-moving faith because He moves the mountains, which allowed us to stand strong. We know on whom we stand, that He is the only solid rock. One of our old hymns said so very well. Would you now please join me in opening your hymnal to hymn 575. Please open your hymnal to 575. Now we read together out loud the first verse and the refrain. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. No merit of my own I claim, but the holy lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. In His holy name. Amen.